what I found out was France is actually the second largest consumer of pizza in the world after the United States. Don't ask me where I got that information from, but that is what I was informed.
Hi, this is Albert Grande from PizzaTherapy.com, ThePizzaPromoter.com, and LegendsOfPizza.com. Pizza Snobbo is a pizza review site with an edge. They review the best pizza, pizza pies, pizzeria delivery, pizza by the slice. They are all about reviewing pizza, whether it's New York City, Washington, D.C., Paris, Hawaii, or anywhere all over the globe where pizza is made. Pizza Snobbo will be there. In the following interview, Al, the creator of Pizza Snobbo, explains the inside scoop. He reveals some of his best pizzerias and explains the unique pizza rating system that they have developed. This is a great informative interview, and I know that you're going to love it. This interview is sponsored by the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book. You can learn to make great homemade pizza with the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book. You can find it at legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. That's legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. Now, here's Al of Pizza Snobbo. This is Albert Grande from PizzaTherapy.com and LegendsOfPizza.com. I have with me a real pizza aficionado. As a matter of fact, he's a pizza snobbo. I have Al Cal from PizzaSnobbo.com. Al, how are you doing?
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I want to ask you how you got into pizza, why you decided to create Pizza Snobbo.
Sure. Well, I grew up outside of New York City in Rockland County and have been eating and loving and criticizing pizza for years. Lived in Greenwich Village for 25 years. And recently, I moved to Washington, D.C. And there's lots of restaurants here, and Washington isn't known necessarily as a huge foodie town. And we thought it would be fun to talk about lots of the pizza in New York, in Washington, and other places we happen to be. And everyone loves talking about pizza. It's amazing when I tell people that I'm working on this site. You start hearing questions, people's favorite places, where they like to go, what do you like, thin and thick, and all that kind of stuff.
You know, that's really true. When you get the conversation steered toward pizza, it kind of takes on a life of its own. It's really hard. People do love talking about pizza, and they love talking about what they feel are their favorite pizza. So, Al, what are some of your favorite pizzas that you've discovered in Washington?
Well, it's like New York City and other parts of the country, the more DOC Neapolitan style restaurants are exploding. These are the personal pie sorts. And a popular one here is known as Two Amy's. And the other big one is Pizza Paradiso. Those are the two of the really most popular standbys around here. They're both good, high quality ingredients. But some of the newer ones that are interesting include sort of outside the city a little bit. There's one in Bethesda called DeMarco and one out in Silver Spring called Pachi, P-A-C-C-I. And Pachi is very similar to a Two Amy style. They tend to be a little heavier on the sauce, but also soggier on the crust. Depends on what you like. But a big part of the D.C. pizza scene, unfortunately, are these jumbo slice places. And any pizza, of course, is going to be good pizza for the most part. Let's not take that too literally. I mean, the whole thing with Snobbo is we want to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek and have fun with it while holding people to very high standards of the quality of their pizza, comparing them against the best of the best. And to us, everyone deserves to know what the great pizza is, and
sure,
we want to help show that way. And partially the superhero side of things that you see in our logo, kind of that helpful hand that we like to give out.
At Pizza Snobbo, the logo shows a superhero, and he's standing on a slice. That's basically
right.
Part of your message.
Right. And what we also do with the reviews is we focus on the margarita pies or the plain slices, the basic, simple pies and pizzas just so it's fair across the board, no matter where we are, we can start there. And certainly places are famous for other styles, so we talk about that as well. New York City, for instance, artichoke is a huge gathering over on 14th Street and First Avenue. Crowds, fantastic pizza, and have their artichoke slice, which is kind of artichoke, spinach artichoke dip on top of the pizza, no sauce or anything like that. It's great slice, huge slice, but their regular slices are fantastic, some of the best you're ever going to have. You watch them melt the large chunks of Parmesan onto the pizza as they're making them. The Sicilians tend to be incredible. They also do a crab slice, and these are big, heavy pizzas, and you get loads of people standing outside. What I will say is they've expanded beyond the 14th Street really counter spot where you can see a movie theater line almost going down the street to order the pizza, but now they're also in Chelsea as well as on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. And we've had them in various places, and they're not 100% consistent throughout, but that 14th Street one is great. And reminds me of a place that's been gone for a decade now, I guess, and that's St. Mark's Pizza, which used to be on St. Mark's Place and over at Third Avenue, Cooper Union. And this was a great spot, big, heavy slices, lots of sauce, no gourmet stuff or anything like that, but just one of the best regular slices you're going to have if you like thick, heavy, saucy pizza. I have to qualify it with that. But this was a spot you could go to at 2 in the morning, and it would be jam-packed. Great people watching, really fun. And I don't know the story of how they disappeared. I'm sure it probably has something to do with tripling the rent on them or something like that. But now they're gone. And what's in its place now is I think it's a hummus shop. But these places, the longer they can stay around and the longer they can, hold on to that great pizza, something like Two Boots. Two Boots is kind of a love it or hate it place, which started in the East Village of New York and has expanded to lots of places, including Vegas and Los Angeles. But there are several around Manhattan, and depending on the turnover, they kind of can lose a step over time. And I think in the case of that restaurant, they have. But then you have people who love it, people who can't stand it. So of course, it becomes very subjective.
We left Washington. We zipped right out of Washington. We're in New York.
I
And you
could talk
talked
more about
about.
Washington if you like. Another one I went to in Washington that I liked was in Virginia somewhere, Orso. The Washingtonian Magazine just gave a really nice review of Orso, and we had gone there only about a week before we saw that review come out, and pretty much said a lot of the same things. It has a suburban feel, but they do that margarita really well. And I was talking about those jumbo slices before. These are places. Have you had the jumbo slices in D.C.? You've been here a bunch of times.
I have not, no.
They don't do New York style slices, more manageable style. These slices can be as large as three regular slices of pizza. They tend to be below average,
How
say.
many slices make up a whole pizza of these jumbo slices?
I don't think I've ever seen a jumbo pie off the top of my head, but I'm going to go with eight. I'm going to stick
Oh,
with
no
eight
kidding.
anyway. Yeah, and that, by the way, that we have fun with the eight slices rating system, of course, based on anyone who gets eight slices just out of this world pizza.
Right.
And obviously, as a pizza guy and everyone who eats pizza.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit, if I can, talk about Pizza Snobbo, which is a great website, pizzasnobbo.com, and that's Pizza Snobbo, PizzaSnobbo.com. And one of the cool things about Pizza Snobbo is that you have a rating system, which I think is great. And it's 1 to 8 slices. If you have one slice, it's the worst. Two slices are pretty bad. Three slices below average. You get to four slices, it's good. Five is very good. Six is great. Seven is fantastic. And eight is out of this world. I think that's a great system. That's a great benchmark of what
Thank you.
is good pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
We thought a lot about it, and the philosophy was just a good slice of pizza is so delicious. It swept the whole planet. So these are good solid slices of pizza, and that's a four. Sounds, that might not sound like a high number, but it's hard to get a good slice like that. And in New York City, it's hard to get a good slice like that compared to what it used to be, I find. You have a lot of delis now throwing pizza ovens and doing 100 things, including making pizza. So yeah, that brings it down. Places, have closed over the years, like that St. Mark's Pizza, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you like the site. We also are doing health department reviews on with every review. I don't know if you caught that one.
I noticed that at the bottom. Tell us a little bit about the health department reviews. Those are public reviews that are from a health department, right? From that region.
That's exactly right. And we link to those pages, and we take some liberty. We, for instance, New York City has an ABC rating, and we kind of do the pluses and the minuses as well. You'd probably rather know that your B Pizza New York rating was not one step away from a C. But having said that, the thinking is, for anyone who has been to Los Angeles and other cities, every restaurant is required to put the rating number or letter in their window. And in LA, every single place gets an A rating from the health department. It's rare that you see a B. In my opinion, it's a great thing. And when you do get the Bs, you know, people in that town, because they're so used to it, really notice it. And the restaurateur is going to clean up their act quickly. In New York City and so many other places, for years and years, there was no such system. But coincidentally, really about, I don't remember the exact time, but, oh, you know what? I think it was June of 2010. Every New York City restaurant was going to be required to have one of these A, B, or C grades in their window, very much like the way Los Angeles does it. And now here we are a year later, June of last year, so a year later, and I don't know, maybe half, probably less than that, have them up at this point. And when you go to the website, the health department website, you see what people's grades are. So even if it hasn't been posted yet, it's still available. So what we're doing is putting up those grades soon, in New York City at least. Other cities, not the case. But in New York, hopefully, when we have a conversation again a year from now, just like LA, New York will have pretty much A's across the board. Every restaurant will have them. But right now, it's not the case. And lots of places don't have A's and don't have things posted in their window. And we've not recommended restaurants because they haven't just been a B, but they've been C level. And there are silly things when it comes to the health department, like your screws in the refrigerator are wrong. But once you hit a C level, I'm a little dubious. I don't want to go back. But these places, because of the rules that are being instituted now, are fixing things up. And you go back and you look a month or two later at the ratings, the government ratings, then you see that, great, you know, they're not a C anymore. They're a B, and or they're an A, and they keep on getting better and better because they want to put that A posting in their window.
Sure. Have you found a correlation between the health department rating and your grade rating itself of the pizza?
No, I really haven't. And in fact, one of my favorite spots, I don't want to name names, but they have since brought their number back up, was a C. And I thought it was so good, and it was a very popular New York City pizza bistro type of restaurant, award-winning chef and all that kind of stuff. And again, I'm really psyched that Manhattan is doing it. Washington, D.C., they also have an online system where you can find out the results, not as diligent. A lot of times we'll put a not applicable when it comes yep. to a food rating, and that could be related to either the city or town just doesn't have that available, or they make it so hard to get that it's just not worth it.
Yep.
But in the case of Washington, they do have it. It's not as good as New York's website, but they do have it. And but what you see are ratings from 2009, 2008 sometimes. I mean, this is irrelevant if mm-hmm. they have it at all. And it's also interesting in D.C., I find, is they don't do the ABC rating system so much. They have more of a 1 through 5 checkboxes. So if you have a 3, you're sort of right in the middle, 1 being the best. What I do find in D.C., as far as correlations are concerned, is the D.C. health department ratings are 9 times out of 10 are 3, which to me is a B. It's not incredibly helpful either if every single place is this middle-of-the-road kind of health system.
Right.
So, I'd love to see them put their numbers in their windows, too, and to have it sweep the country. It'd be a fun thing, and it's just better for just everybody who goes to restaurants, which is all of us.
Yes. Interesting. Let me ask you this now. Let me knock you up against the ropes here a little bit, if I can. Let me give you some tough questions. You talked a little bit about some of your favorite restaurants in New York. Let's go back to New York for a bit, if we could. You talked about Artichokes, and they're doing something very different for pizza. For their signature pie is actually like an artichoke dip on top of a crust.
That's right, and it's almost a focaccia kind of crust. And one of these slices is really a whole meal.
Mm-hmm.
I love Artichoke. I love Queste and Motorino. They're some of my favorites. Ray's on 11th Street. When I first moved into the city in the 80s, going to this 6th Avenue and 11th Street, which is still there. And this is a place where college fraternities would send their pledges to go get pizza and bring it back to the college. Of course, the Ray's on Prince Street, but you know, this one was really an interesting, great spot. And they haven't changed the recipe so much. I think people's taste, well, they have. They've been sold once or twice, I think. The recipe is similar. Not too much sauce. Lots of cheese. Again, big, heavy slices. Oh, Ruby Rosa, getting away from the heavy slice places that I keep talking about. Ruby Rosa is a new place in Nolita. And Nolita is on Mulberry Street, a block north of Lombardi's. So it's basically Little Italy. And Ruby Rosa is doing very thin crusted slices. Fantastic. Some of the greatest sliced pizza. And also doing other things in the restaurant. And these guys happen to be using the recipe from Pat and Frank's. You know, all these names, I don't want to confuse them. And I'll ping you if I'm wrong. But they, a famous restaurant, a pizzeria out in Staten Island that mm-hmm. they've now brought into Manhattan, and it's doing great. You know, there are all these surges. Nolita, places like Emporio and Lasso, all surrounding Lombardi's, which yep. has very good pizza too. And, you know, but there are other places that are better to a lot of the folks, and you know, it's where the New Yorkers go as well. East Village, walk up First Avenue, you've got all of these places going on. And then you hit over the West Village, they're popping up all over. You know, you have your famous places like Joe's Slices and Bleecker Street, which are slices, but now there's Spunto, which is on 7th Avenue right around there, thin pulled pies, which aren't really these Neapolitan styles, something, you know, their own thing. But another, you know, the latest in New York I'm finding is Roman pies, which I'm going to be eating more of as time goes on. And it's got all of these round Neapolitan pies, and then you've got these more square style, Roman style, where look like Sicilian, but they're not Sicilian.
Okay. Have you any places that you can recommend that have Roman pies?
Well, one of the new places has been getting a lot of press, and that is 900 Degrees. That's over at very close to Spunto, you know, another West Village spot. And 900 Degrees is doing an interesting thing. They're going with three different styles of pies. One is the DOC kind of thing, that, you know, yep. the Queste, the Motorino, the Unas, and all that kind of stuff. And then you have the Roman that they're doing. And they're also doing the tomato pie, which is more of your traditional New York style, New Jersey round pie. And but for the Roman stuff, there's a place on Bleecker Street called Roma that's opened. And a good little chain is Numero 28, which is in the East Village, it's in the West Village, and it's also in Soho. The Soho location, I think, might be exclusively Roman pies. I'm not 100% sure about that. But being this New York boy, if my opinion, if you're going to open up a little chain of restaurants, doing them, all three of them, downtown Manhattan, I'm just so into that. That's awesome to me.
Yeah. Numero 28, they do Neapolitan pizza as well, I think.
They do. Yeah, they're interesting. They have the Neapolitan that they do by the inch, but they also, you can just get your personal round pie. And it's, and you know, that place I mentioned in Alita, Lasso, is doing slices as well as round pies and the more of the oblong pies. So mm-hmm. some cool things going on in New York. You know, Co. up in and Donatella's are both great. And then you have Italy, which is a bit of a madhouse, not the greatest of Neapolitan pizzas by my books, but still, people should go to Italy, pop in, check it out, have a glass of wine, buy some pasta.
Mm-hmm. Boy, sounds fantastic. God, we got a whole lifetime of pizzas that we got to check out. Just in New York.
Well, when you come to New York, we'll go. We'll have pizza together. We can even be sushi snobos together if you want.
Al, I see that on your website, though, you're also all over the map. You've got Paris pizza. You've got Hawaii pizza. You've got Jersey Shore pizza. You've got Hamptons pizza. And so, do you do the reviews yourself, or you have some people on your staff that go out and do the reviews?
It's both. I do a lot of them myself. The Hawaii example was one of our main writers who grew up in New Jersey, who's been living in New York for 20-plus years since he went to college in the city. And he loves going to Hawaii. He's been there so many times, and he just went on a trip. So Pete Snabba went with him, and he took the, you know, places like these ones that we've been talking about that we love so much and see how Hawaii compares. And obviously, there's only so many we were able to do, and I expect he'll be back again. You know, same thing with other places like Paris and so forth.
Tell me a little about your Paris reviews. You've got a bunch of pizzerias that you review there.
That was me. I went to Paris this past September, I believe, with my wife and some friends. And the thinking was we're going to hit a few pizza places. But what I found out was France is actually the second largest consumer of pizza in the world after the United States. So
get out of town.
Yeah. Don't ask me where I got that information from. But that is what I was informed. And in Paris, which is where we were focused, there are pizzerias all over the place. We were very strategic about the places we were trying to go, and there are lots more. I'm ready to go back to Paris at any time and eat pizza and a million other things. And you know, I know people are like, oh, it's so strange, you're eating pizza in Paris. Like, yeah, we are, but don't worry, we're eating other stuff too.
Sure, sure. And how does the pizza in Paris compare to, say, New York pizza?
The Paris pizza, not too far from Italy, are doing things like these Neapolitan explosions of the round little pies. We got a lot of those, and pretty much exclusively that kind of thing. Some places, like if you go to an Italian restaurant, a neighborhood Italian restaurant that serves pizza, you get these little pies that are, I don't know how you would actually even describe them, but everyone's had them, pizza in the Italian restaurant. But this is more of the bufala cheese and the San Marzano tomatoes, and they keep everything very simple, often very soupy in the center. So that's kind of what the Paris pizza was like. Nothing was really outstanding, though. I think we gave out a couple of very goods, but no greats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what are some of your top 3 to 5 pizzas? Tell me your greats.
My personal faves, you mean?
Yeah, okay.
Ruby Rosa, I love.
And what, what do you love about them first?
Every place I'm going to mention is New York. In Washington, there are a couple of those places that I mentioned that fall under the great pizzas. Out in Brooklyn, there are places like Lucali and Roberta's. I haven't been to Pauly G's yet, but I'm looking forward to going to that one because it's gotten a lot of good press. Out in L.A., Mario Batali just opened up Mozza, M-O-Z-Z-A, and I think that's in Hollywood. Some great pizza. Over the years, going back and forth to L.A., really been liking what I've been seeing with the food there. And you know, Mozza's really good. I think a lot better than the pizza at Odo, which is over in Greenwich Village, and very popular pizza place and fun. Motorino and Keste, and these places are also, you look in New York Magazine over the years, they always have their pizza issues. These are places that are always mentioned at the top of the list, and they're so delicious, and they're also different. For slices, you know, I guess the Ruby Rosa and the Artichoke are slice places. In Washington, my favorite slice is probably this place called Vace, V-A-C-E, and there it's almost like a cookie pizza. Very sweet dough, very sweet sauce. They put the sauce on top of the cheese. That automatically gets them a half a point in some people's books, but what about the taste in your mouth, not in your eyes? But it's good stuff. So those are some of the ones I love, but there's so many. I mean, you know, in Brooklyn and Queens and Bronx and just more Manhattan, so many. And on our website, we have them broken down by the grades. So you can see sort of the sixes, which are great pizzas, and the seven, the fantastic pizzas, and see some of these that I'm talking about. And I hope that satisfies your hunger for my places.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, you've got it right down here. I mean, if you're just going to go with Pizza Snobbo and say that Ruby Rosa Pizza in New York, Motorino in New York and Brooklyn, Artichokes in New York, and Keste Pizza in Vino.
Yeah, Motorino is also in the East Village now. They took over the Una spot.
Una Pizza Napolitana by Anthony Mongieri.
And, right, and what happened to him? He went to move to Jersey, and then he moved to San Francisco or something?
He did move to San Francisco. He opened up a spot, and I believe it's called Una Pizza Napolitana, in San Francisco.
Okay.
So he brought the passion from New Jersey into New York into the West Coast. What is the future for Pizza Snobbo? Where do you see yourself going with it?
Well, I want to just keep expanding right now. Writers are writing, and we're posting all the time. There's tons left to do, and we want to keep going in New York City, want to go into other places that we haven't hit yet. Right now, Chicago is high on our list. New Haven, we're in the process. Places like L.A. and South Florida, Austin, Texas, these are all spots that we're working on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
really want to keep showing off these great pizza places as much as we can, and be part of the pizza community, and maybe we'll start doing other things beyond the reviews. I expect we will. People are talking about writing stories, and I'm wide open as both a writer and editor of the site to work with folks.
Oh, fantastic. That just sounds so cool. I mean, your passion for pizza really shines through, Al. I mean, I feel that you have a real love of pizza. You want to spread the word about great pizza. And there certainly is a lot out there. And you've gotten me excited about getting back to New York. There's a lot more places that I have to go to. And I guess there's so much pizza, so little time. We've got to get back to those slices places.
Part of what we're trying to do is, because there are so many pizzerias wherever you go, that having every single place included would start to become noise. So we want to be strategic on the places we pick, find great things for people, give people, in no pun intended, short bite-sized reviews what to expect. Maybe you love thin crust, but this place is more of a thick crust style. So you know that, okay, maybe that's not going to be your favorite, but this thin crust one is really your style. And we just have a real good time with it.
Okay, well, carry on, Al. That's pizzasnabo.com, just a fantastic website about pizza. And I want to thank you very much for taking your time to talk to me, Al. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This has been a blast. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is Albert Grande. I want to thank you very much for listening to this great interview about Pizza Snabo. You can find them on the web at pizzasnabo.com. This interview was sponsored by the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book. You can find it at legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. Learn to make your own great homemade pizza at legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. That's the Pizza Therapy Pizza Book, legendsofpizza.com/pizzabook. Pizza on Earth, goodwill to all.